maybe bow our heads. Almighty and all-wise God, we thank you for being so good and kind. We thank you for being so merciful. What can we do without you? We need you every second of our life. And Heavenly Father, bless each soul you have sent this way. And don't let a soul leave except it been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And Heavenly Father, you know that I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory. You got the honor. You got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To Reverend Bowen and to our deacons and to all of God's children, again, we thank God for the opportunity to come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. We're going to call your attention to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, and we will begin at the 11th verse. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're going to use a thought today: at oneness. At oneness. You can call this atonement. God's blood was atoned for us to bring us back at oneness. At oneness. Everybody and everything was at oneness. It was no confusion. Everybody and everything was at oneness. Even the rat and the cat got along because they was at oneness. The wolf and the sheep ate together because they was at oneness. The lamb didn't get mad with the goat because they was at oneness. But when man sinned, that's broke that unity. And the lamb began to eat up the goat. The wolf began to chase the lambs. the cat began to chase the rat.
Right.
And we began to hate one another.
All right.
But thank God for Jesus. This is what he come here for. Where that unity was broken to bring us back to oneness. This is what he come here for. To bring us back. Trying to make us be that perfect man that he once created. Oneness. And this is what the church is all about. To be at oneness. At oneness is very important in the church. It manifests the love of God and the brethren in to show the world that they are mature Christians. This is what it does. It manifests the love of God. It manifests the love of God. At oneness manifests the love of God towards one another. And as long as we are working together, we are in unity with God. And if we not in unity with God, with our brother, we need to check ourselves right now. If you're not in unity even with your brother, what he's trying to tell us, you can't be in unity with God. This is what it's all about. This is why God came and died on the cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we can love even those who hate us. And I know it's rough sometimes, but I find out it can be done. I find out you still can love folks who despitefully use you. But you can't do it by yourself. And this is why God wants us as Christians to love one another. Love is the heart of Christianity. Love is the heart of Christianity. Love is the heart of Christianity. I am a Christian. It is the heart of Christianity. Love is. If you are a Christian, you ought not to walk around with hate in your heart every day. You ought not to now. You ought not to. If you're a Christian now, it's the heart of Christianity. And I know some folks you can't stand. But you ought not to hate them, you understand? Some folks you may not want to be around, but you ought not to hate them. Ain't that right, y'all? No. Some folks I don't want to be around. I'll be frank. But I don't hate them. I know they need Jesus. And I know sometimes folks are hard to love. It's hard to love. But all I'm saying is this, that just you don't have no hate in your heart towards them. Enough of hate that you want to kill them or want something to happen to them. That's what you call hate. That's what you call hate. That you have something in your heart, I wish a car run over and kill him. Somebody ought to shoot him, man. That's hate. Ain't that right, y'all? That's what you call hate. And God had fixed it. Thank God for Jesus. He has fixed it that we can even love those who hate us. God has fixed it like that. So when you say you are a Christian, it carries a great deal of responsibility. This kind of church, when you say a loving church, this kind of church, God, Christ, approve of. If anybody said he representing Christ, called to be a church,
and ain't got no love there, God doesn't approve of that congregation. Ain't that right, y'all? He don't approve of that now. He don't approve. I don't care how folks may shout. I don't care how folks may wave their hands. I don't care how folks may dance. I don't care how folks may sing. I don't care how they may preach. If you ain't got no love in your heart, God doesn't approve of that church. And I can't understand to save my life. I can't understand to save my life how some folks, listen at me real good now, I can't understand it, and I can't understand it. I can't understand it, and I can't understand it. That some folks can come to church and sing loud, preach loud, pray loud, and set proud, and can't stand three or four folks in the church. How can you do it? I used to be like that, but I'm learning better now. You see, all of us, we got a point to point where we got to learn better. I don't find out when you grow in grace, you go learn better. It's kind of hard to understand, but it's true, Brother Hambright. Brother McKinley, ain't that right? How folks can come and shake one another's hand and hope they'll die. Hello. I know I'm telling the truth. Because when you shake their hands, and sometimes they may slip and hug you and get home. Honey, you know that old crazy woman, come hug, I can't stand her gut. See, but you was here call yourself worshiping God. And here you saying, I can't stand her guts. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't know what Jesus come here for. He come to bring us back at oneness. The church, not the world, but the church. The church ought to be at oneness. The word church means ecclesia, meaning that God has called folks out of the world to be for his use. And we ought to be one. We're supposed to be one. And this is what God trying to teach us. And where there's no love, listen at this good now. Listen at this good. Where there's no love in a church, and folk can sing and shout, God still not approval of that church. In the same way, we can go at home, ain't that right? We ain't gonna get on husband and wife. I'm waiting on that. God, this ain't giving me my main thought yet. And about love, your brother. How and what church that God approve of? One thing I don't learn, I've been in church practice all my life. Sometimes folks say, we had a good time. Cough, 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 the choir song. Because we love singing. Folks got happy. Folks shouted. And we, child, we out of time.
Yes, sir.
But God is sitting looking. He said, Lord, have mercy.
All right.
They said they had a time. And half of them can't stand one another.
All right. All right.
Don't y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see?
Yes,
I stopped to let you know you, individual, don't have to be like that.
Right.
Let the devil be like that. If you are part of the church, you ought to love people. That's the God-hidden truth. You can't worship God. And I know sometimes, you know, we don't like to hear this, but it's true. We know that, Reverend Walker. I'm going to remind you. Now, right now, not tomorrow, but right now, You know who you hate right here,
right now.
I'm trying to help you. You ought to come shake my hand. I'm trying to help you. Right now, right now, right now, right now, you know who you can't stand right now. Right now, you hope somebody in here die right now. Won't you clear your heart right now? Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it! Say within yourself, Lord, forgive me. Say it right now. Y'all up there, y'all love one another. Huh? If y'all got something in your heart, you better go and get it straightened out. See, you can start, that's what I love about God. God can get you straightened out right now. All he wants you to do to acknowledge your wrongdoing. Because he wants us at oneness. The church supposed to be at one and not two. But we realize that the devil is present in every local assembly. Christ approve of churches that in unity, not united, but unity. United mean mixed with. Unity mean one. He approve of a church that love one another. Approve of a church with lowliness, meekness, long suffering, and forbearing one another in love. Love what makes at oneness. Forbearing. I love that. Forbearing one another in love. Putting up with one another. Sometimes we got weak Christians in the church. You got to put up with them. Some of them trying, but you got to put up with them. You got to be long-suffering with them, just like Jesus and somebody else were long-suffering with us. I got some memos. Bless their heart. I can point some of them out right now. I know some. You got to handle like an egg. I know that. They're good memos. But you got to handle like eggs.
Yes, sir.
And some you got to handle like a lamb.
Well,
that's right. Oh, yeah. You can't play with them. See? I ask God for wisdom.
All right.
And some I don't know until it's come out. And then when I find out, I got to know how to handle it. See? And some you just got to be long-suffering with. And this is what God wants to be. He wants to forbear one another in love.
All right.
Put up with. Just like God put up with me and with you.
All right.
In other words, you got to be patient. You got to give them time. Sometimes they try. Sometimes they recognize their faults. And when you can't recognize your fault, you in bad shape. That go for anybody. If you can recognize your own fault, God can help us then. But if you can't recognize your own fault, you in bad shape. I mean that now. Let me tell y'all something. Now this is what we don't want to do. We don't want to recognize our own fault. We don't like that. We can recognize everybody's fault but ours. But from experience and God having truth, if you can see your own self and get on your knees and say, Lord, help me. God knows he'll help you. But you got to see it yourself. If you never see it, you'll never be helped. And the devil will blind us of our own faults. And this when God can bless us. This when God can elevate us. When we recognize our own self. And this is why Paul told us you ought to judge yourself before you let God judge you. And what he mean by that, now, if you know you doing something that you know it ain't right, or got some kind of attitude you know it ain't right. Now, if you keep on doing it and don't get to God and say, Lord, help me. Now, God going to judge you himself if you've been born again. And then he'll go at you and whoop us. That's how God does. He whoop us. Those I love, I chase. So now, if you can recognize your own, it ain't nothing wrong with that, y'all. God knows there ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with being meek. You ain't no coward. You showing Christ in your life. You ain't weak, you strong. And sometimes the devil come to us with all that job. You just a coward. You ain't no coward. Anytime you ain't obey God, you're not a coward. You're showing Christ in your life. And I want New Bethlehem, from the pastor on to the janitor, to know, recognize your own faults. God knows God would help your life. But until then, you'll never be helped until you recognize your own faults. And this is where God wants to be at, oneness. And this is what the kind of church that my God and your God approve of. Look what Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed to his Father in the 17th chapter of St. John that the church will be one as we are one. He talked about that three times in that chapter. That we will be one as they are one. That they may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's the only way. Listen to me good now. Listen to me good now. Hold your head up. That's the only way that the world don't know that Jesus is alive is that we loving one another. That's right. That's the only way the world see us fighting together. What you think they gonna think? But when they see us loving one another and at oneness, then they'll say, it's something to Jesus. Now watch us. Watch us. We go to sinners next door on our job. I'm talking, here you're a Christian, and you're talking to a sinner. Next door on your job, wherever. You talk about the church to a sinner.
All right. All right. Amen.
What you think you're doing? Did you not know that sinner man said, oh, I thought they was together.
All right.
I see now, Christ must be not real. What we look like going, trying to explain something about the church, talking about that we have a little dispute or something? Can you go and talking to a sinner? Them folks ain't nothing. Blah, blah, blah. A sinner listening. He ain't got no business knowing nothing about it except he wants Jesus Christ. You know, a preacher told me once when Jimmy Swagner got a little, have a little problem back there. He said it's on his job. This ungodly man comes to him. Man, what you think about Jimmy Swagner? He said, you ain't got nothing to do with it. That family affair. You need to be saved first, then we can talk about it. See, you ain't got nothing to do with that. Family things all stay at home. There been a lot of wives and a lot of husbands broke up because they keep their business in the streets. Family affairs ought to stay at home. And the sinner man look at us and say, they not together. I thought they was one. But they not together. Let me tell y'all this. When you and your husband, when your husband and wife is together, I'm talking about holding hands every time you walk out the door. Did you not know that sinner man watching you?
Oh, yeah.
And did you not know the only way he can get in there and break it up, he gonna break it up?
Yeah.
See, you open the door for your wife every time. He don't like that.
Yeah.
He trying to come in and break you up.
Yeah.
And just watch that old slick devil. Watch it. Know what you say? He'll holler call that. Hey, man, she got you down. Yeah, she got me down. He want me to look. your shoe. That little jive, that little junk, that fella, that woman trying to break you up, he may be laughing, but he know what he's doing. I'll be glad when the Lord tell me to get on marriage. It needs it. I ain't joking. He just ain't gave it to me yet. I meant that. I can get on it, but I'll be going against his will. So when they see us loving one another, God knows, they'll know Jesus is alive. God love is not a theory, but a person. That person is Jesus Christ. God love is power. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. God love is power, and nothing shall separate us from the love of God. So it's power to love, folks. It's power to love, because love never fails. But we are afraid to trust it. We love God because he first loved us. Love is what holds a church together. Love what holds family together. Now, without God love, you can't depend upon, and I can't depend upon my own love. Why, Reverend Walker? Because my love is up and down. My love, I can turn it on and off when I feel like it. But God love, you don't turn it on and off. Now, to prove that, now, since you've been converted, you don't grow it in grace. How you remember a time when somebody, you could jump on your case, you jump back on them? But now, since you done been born again and a grown in grace, and you can stand back and wonder why they ain't jump back on them, you got God love in you. You remember the time you used to raise so much of hell on your job and in your house, but now you can stay back and watch? You can't do it on your own. You got to have the love of God. You can't do it by yourself. I mean that. No wonder Jesus said, you need me. Without me, you can't do nothing. Our love. And we got so many folks in church, they can go turn their love on and off. They want it. They cut it off, buddy. And when they want to turn it on, they just turn it right back on. Sometimes they can be so jolly. Hello, hello, hello. Sometimes they come looking at you.
All right.
You ain't done nothing. But they don't turn it off. I know sometimes folk may be burdened, going through some things, but sometimes it's just hate. And you can ask them sometimes, what's wrong with you? Well, I don't know. That's all right. Something wrong with you. When you talk with them, sometimes I talk to some of my members. I say, what's wrong? Well, that's all right. That's all right. No, it ain't all right. What wrong? Tell me what wrong. If I done done something to you, and you tell me about it, and I realize I done done something to you, you ain't gonna have no problem about me saying, would you forgive me? I guarantee you that. But what I said about the gospel, I ain't gonna apologize on that. But if I hurt your feelings, you ain't gonna do it. Come right here. Say, Reverend Walker, you hurt my feelings. But what I said, blah, blah, blah. Sister, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? That means God told us if we got our heart against our brother, you don't want to keep it in your heart. You're supposed to go tell your brother. If you know somebody done treat you wrong and you still got the mess in your heart, what's going to happen? Strife coming, then hate coming in. Now you can't stand that person because you ought to tell them what God told you to tell them. You don't go around with that junk in your heart. You may die the same night. But we walk around sometimes. Let me tell you what I found out. I done found out that a lot of times we can be mad with somebody, Sister Hambright,
all right,
Sister Gibson, Sister Thompson, Sister Dude, Sister Fancy. You know, I don't find out. We can be just married folks.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody may say something to hurt our feelings, but they didn't mean a bit of harm.
All right.
It came out the mouth, but they just didn't mean it from the heart. Right. And God is going by the heart and not at the mouth.
Right.
See, I may say something, God know who mean nothing.
All right.
But you took it wrong.
Yes, sir.
Now here you going around mad with this person.
Right.
Instead of going to him.
Yeah.
And when you find out, Lord have mercy, I thought of blah, blah, you ought to went and done what God said. Here you been mad 5 months, 2 years. You know somebody said something or you heard something from somebody else and now you're dodging them when you come to church. You used to sit next to them, you're going way over on this side now. You see them coming out of the aisle, you're back up, keep them shaking their hands. And when you just simply go to them and say, you hurt my feelings. And if they don't want to say, I'm sorry, it's off you.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that simple, y'all? Why keep on holding that stuff in your heart and trying to worship God?
Right.
It won't work.
Right.
It won't work. God wanted church to be at oneness.
Yes.
He's trying to let us go back to that first man, Adam, one. That's where he came, to bring us back together where we can love one another.
Right.
He ain't looking for the world to love, but he's looking for us to love.
Yeah.
And I found this out. And I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I done found this out. When you got a clear heart.
All right.
Y'all better hear me. When you got a clear heart and ain't mad with nobody, you can lay down at night and sleep all night long. You ain't got to take no kind of tablet. You ain't got to take no kind. You can just go to sleep. I don't find out hate in your heart will kill you. It's called sickness. It's called heartache. It's called rheumatism. It's called all that junk in your body. Boy, but when you treat folks right, and sometimes you don't know if you'll dust them to them, they ought to come to you. You can walk around like Jesus. Just the happiest of luck. Say hallelujah before you know it. But buddy, but when you let that stuff cook in you, see, that means Jesus told us don't let that seed stay in your heart. See, when the seed stands, watch this now. When that thought comes in your heart, bam, there it is.
All right.
There it is. Now you got to get rid of that right now.
All right.
Now if you let that stay there 3 or 4 weeks, you know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen? Here comes some more Letitia's coming out.
Right.
It's growing now. You got Letitia going everywhere now.
Right.
You spreading it. You're telling lies.
Yes,
now you can't stand that person. And if you just had got to the root of it, you'll find out, Lord, that was all what it was. I thought you hated me.
All right.
And sometimes God just prove it to you. When you're mad with somebody and they don't know nothing about it, sometimes God just lets you get sick.
Right.
Sometimes God lets you get in a hard time and the very one you thought hate you, I'll come and see about you. And then you say, I thought that woman hated me.
All right.
And your buddy that told you a lie ain't come saw you yet.
All right.
I know I'm telling the truth. I've been in church all my life.
All right.
I used to hate a man at Mount Heaven. I know it's on radio, but I used to hate a man before I was a deacon.
All right.
They talked about that man. Y'all think I'm joking. They talked about the man so bad until I just hated him. They know, ain't nothing about that man. I know him when I saw him, but what I know about him? Nothing. But they talked about him so bad. And God made me a deacon.
All right.
When I started working with the man, Lord, how much? Let me tell you what happened. I started seeing them who was talking then. See, a lot of times, folks that talking to you is them. I ain't joking. You need to know the person for your own sake. And I find out it wasn't him. It was the other folks talking. I done found this out. When somebody hates somebody else, can't sleep at night. You better go home and go to bed and get that junk out you. Jesus said, at oneness, we cannot depend on our own self. Let me go on haste on. Jesus came from heaven and died for our sin and to teach us to be like him. That's at oneness. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But what wrong with us? All of a sudden we've been converted, didn't we? Well, ain't the mind of Christ supposed to be in us? Well, why? How can we fight in church? Huh? Y'all wake up here now. Look at me. Look here. Look at y'all. Why are we fights in church? Why folks tote pistols to church? Here you come to worship God and got a 38 in your bosom. Here you come to raise hands and say glory to God and got a 45 on your side. How can you worship a living God? We ain't going to no prisoner. We going where the saints at. I hope she says something to me today. I got my stuff with me. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. What I look like, bring a pistol to church. What I look like with a switchblade knife in my pocket just in case the deacon get at me. God of mine. See, if the deacon get at me, I got something better than a switchblade. And if somebody get at you, you ain't got to bring your knife. Don't bring your gun. Lean on Jesus. That's sad. Here folk cross the country and red rider folk bringing knives and guns to church to worship God. You might as well stay at home and saw the daddy's cowboys. Something wrong somewhere. But we're not at oneness. In the way we so-called proclaiming saints, we fighting one another among ourselves. Look like we reading out of different Bibles. Because my Bible tells us to be meek, to be humble, and to be at oneness. I'm so glad that we got somebody to fight our battle. And if you let Jesus fight your battle, God knows you never will lose a case. There can not be no true fellowship without unity. And unity means at oneness. Ununity is danger in the church. Ununity is danger in the church. We know that the devil gonna be in every church. We know that. We know that. We know the devil in every real church. We know that. But one thing you need to recognize, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. When folks are always talking junk and jive and fighting, you know that's not of God. So the real folks supposed to be together. But the thing about it, Satan get the weakest people in the church. I done found that out. If you weak in the church, don't know nothing about Jesus, but you're supposed to be a Christian, a member of that certain church, the devil always pick on you. He used you. Don't let the devil use you. Well, that's my friend. He's a devil. That's what he planted there for, to bring you down. But you got to distinguish, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. And if anybody come to you ain't talking on peace, you all know who he is. I don't care if he in the pulpit. I don't care if he in the choir stand, on the deacon board, wherever he is. God folks talk peace. God folks talk peace. because they want to be at oneness, unity, love.
And this is what holds a church together. The devil knows this. The devil knows when a church is at oneness, they can move mountains. So Satan always trying to keep the church from being at unity. And if God can get two or three or 100 folks together in the faith of Jesus Christ, they can get the work done for Jesus Christ. And I like the way Paul, we're finna close. I like the way Paul said the thing in that fourth chapter, in that fourth verse. Look, he said, there is one body. Listen to this. One body, one spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One body, one spirit. One body, one spirit. One body, one spirit. We are the body of Christ. Now, wake up. Wake up. Now, hold your hands out a minute. Come on, hold your hands out. Now, I dare you to bite your finger. Bite it. Bite your finger. That's a part of your body. Christ got one body. You ain't gonna bite your finger, no. Why you ain't gonna bite? It hurt. I'll be crazy. So why we fight one another? One spirit, one body, one faith. We supposed to help one another. That's when Paul described it as a body of Christ. If my toe hurt, my head don't hurt. If my arm hurt, my back don't hurt. If my neck hurt, my ears don't hurt. Because it's on the same body. And look at this. Now, ain't this kind of crazy? Now, look how the world laugh at us. Look how the world see us fighting in church. My hand hitting this one right here. If y'all see me just busting my finger over, y'all just take him to Bryce's. What you think about the world how you see us fighting in church? Going to court, shooting up one another, killing one another, talking about one another, lying on one another. The world look at us, them the crazy folks in the world. He said, now, if they believe that Jesus the Christ, and they're supposed to be one, why they fight one another? All right. Don't you see why it's so hard to get sinners in the church? Because they see us not at oneness. Because we're fighting one another. One faith, one spirit. And then he said one hope. He said one Lord who over all y'all. He over all of us. See, one Lord over all of us. And then he said one faith. Faith in Jesus. Don't have your faith in nobody else but Jesus. One baptism. He's talking about baptizing Christ. All right. He said one God. Talking about the true God. One Father. The Heavenly Father of all is above all and through all and in all of us. One. He's dealing with one. But we make it look so bad because how we fight one another. And that 12th verse. The 12th verse. I'm kind of skipping a little bit there. Well, I know some of y'all are hot. But you know, if you ain't right, there's another hot place. They ain't got no little fan like you got there now. But we apologize. The air conditioning went on time. But yet still, there's another place. There ain't no fans. But watch what it said here now in that 11th verse. He said, now, he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets, some he gave evangelists, he gave some pastors and teachers. For what? See, for what? What he done that for? These gifts. These gifts. You see, a pastor is a gift. Apostle is a gift. Evangelist is a gift. Now these are gifts. These not talents, but gifts. A lot of folks got talent, but God give gifts. The devil folk, look how they sing out of rock and roll out there. That's talents. But only God give gifts. Everybody can't pastor because they're not a gift. Because you're a preacher. Everybody can abandon it because he want to do it, because God got to give it to him. Everybody can teach because he want to. It's a gift. These gifts. But there's a reason why he give the gift. He trying to perfect the saints. He trying to perfect the church. Edifying the church. To lift up the church. To let the church grow and be mature in Christ. He want us to be as one. Long as we don't want to learn, we are never mature in Christ. Amen. We always be like babies, children, tossed to and fro. Right. Like the wind come by. Every wind come by, you fly with it. Right. Every time you hear something, you go and do it. Right. Yeah. You got to be mature. Yeah. This is what the gospel is for. Right. This is when I get up and preach, the other preacher preach to us, the teacher teach to you. He's trying to perfect you to mature in Christ. Right. This is what it's all about. And that means we stick to our own little thing rather than listening to what God got to say. This is what it's all about. God wants us to be at one. Now, you can't make nobody come to Jesus. You can't make nobody do right. But you can be an example to somebody. And this is what I'm asking us to do. If you know you've been born again, if you know you've been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, you stand up for right. You stand up for right. You can't make the world do nothing, but you got to die for your own self. God wants folks to see Jesus in you. You can be at one. If you out of fellowship with your brother and sister, you out of fellowship with God. So get back in fellowship with your brother. Now, Reverend Walker, I got a lot of folks to get back in fellowship with you. Y'all thought about that before you're getting out. Right. See, you let it get so far, now you're scared to go back. All right. Huh? Thank you. Now, let me explain that. Let me explain that. Right. Then we're going to close. Take your time, now, if you know you don't lie on folks and they know it. Amen. They know it. Amen. You don't broke up folks' home and they know it. Now, if they don't know it, that's you and God business. But if they know it, you get on your job, you cuss somebody out, you ain't never said, I'm sorry. All right. I'm at home now, ain't I? Yes, sir. I ain't never said, I'm sorry, and still going right on. You out of fellowship. Yes, sir. You a Christian. You a Christian. Go back and say, I'm sorry I act like I act. Would you forgive me? God knows I guarantee you'll feel so light. You'll feel so light. I was working with a white fella once when I was preaching. I used to paint at the best of my house authority. Both of us was Christians. That's all we talk about the Lord. But he was talking to me about the union. Because I didn't go to the union. And you know, a white man like for you call him a liar. But he was lying. He said, somebody said, you lying. And we laughed and got into it right there. I wasn't pastor, but I sure was preaching. Just the law kept us from getting the fight, from fighting. But you know what? God knows some was eating me up. I was still pain. But some was eating me up on the inside. Because I've been born again. I mean, it's some kind of unusual. We met one another together and hugged one another. I'm sorry. Man, I wonder what happened to us. Just sorry. Now I can paint and start to sing. Y'all get my point? See, if you mad at somebody, here you come out. Praise the Lord. You can't praise no Lord. Hear somebody sit next to you can't stand. What you for? Praise the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. Boy, yeah. But you can sing, can't you? Yeah. Get yourself straight, y'all, with your brother. Then you get straight with God. I mean that, y'all. That's the God heaven truth. Now, at oneness, somebody in here may be lost. Bow your head. Musician, play something soft.
Somebody may be lost today. Somebody may be lost. And I know somebody lost him. I want everybody to bow your head. Would y'all please bow your head for me? Will y'all please bow your head for me, sister? Close your eyes. Will y'all do that for me? Be obedient. Don't be so hard-headed. Do that for me. You ought to be praying. If you're a child of God, you ought to be praying that somebody would be touched. That's what I want you to bow your head for. One reason. Saints ought to be praying, Lord, touch your heart. So I want you to be obedient. Do that for me. Please, do that for me. Bow your head and close your eyes and pray. Now, somebody here lost today. Somebody lost. And when you lost, you don't know Jesus.